Log 46. Scarlett and I are placing bugs in a house that Valentine told us had some pretty shady dealings. February 24th, 6:46 p.m. Keep your cards close to your chest. Keep your cards close to your chest. Keep your cards close to your chest. Keep your cards close. Keep your cards close.
Ace, where did Valentine say we should plant the bugs?
We just went over this.
And I just want to be sure I remembered right.
Yeah, you're good. She says all around the house. She knew a lot, but not everything.
Like how every time this family throws a party, they make millions.
Yep, and we need to have these planted now because they have another party next week. I just figure we'd just bug the hell out of this place.
What do we decide to do when we figure out what they're doing?
Some serious blackmail. We went over this, too.
Yeah, but it was confusing, and the new Death by Hammer album was playing. Anyway, this room seems covered.
Yeah, I agree. Bedroom next?
Nah, we should do the kitchen and foyer first. They're closer.
Foyer. God, I hate the bourgeoisie.
Ace, no socialism on the job.
Our job is inherently kind of socialist. We redistribute the wealth of the rich so that we, the not rich, can afford coffee and, you know, education.
Except the part where people pay us for our services.
A necessary evil required in our capitalist society.
Come on, let's move to the kitchen. Are these waterproof? Because the drain would be an awesome idea.
They're not. Besides, drains are really loud. I don't want to sort through that audio. There's so much feedback, and it's not even considering what happens when the garbage disposals run. Just stick it to the cabinets.
But what if they find them? It's better to be creative. Like this one. He's going to live inside the cereal box.
What happens when they finish the cereal?
I'm sure they'll continue to love and cherish the box, holding regular best friend sleepovers in which they confide their deepest secrets in the dead of night when no one can hear them. But Captain Crunch.
And us, of course, due to your quick thinking.
Of course.
God, you're ridiculous.
You love me.
Irrelevant.
Fine, I'll just put it in their junk drawer and that should be good. Happy?
Very.
We should probably finish up, right? They might be coming back early from their gala or whatever.
Gala? What assholes.
Cool. On to the bedroom.
I'm not going to open any drawers in here.
Yeah, I'll brave that for you. So, has that brain of yours come up with any ideas as to how they're making money off their stupid parties?
I don't know. Smuggling, probably?
Maybe it's black magic. They're keeping everyone young, and the guests have to pay the host to be invited back.
We literally... Hearts... Superpowers literally exist. Why would people need magic?
You ruin all my fun.
It's my job.
Oh, it's Valentine. She says the family's leaving the gala.
That gives us 20 minutes. You think this room is good?
Yeah, let's just get the foyer and go.
Fucking foyer.
Plant?
Sounds good. Let's just get out of here.
You think this is how spies feel?
Hearts, what exactly do you think it is we're doing?
Shut up. Let's make our timely and dramatic getaway without getting caught.
Log 47. Valentine makes his follow-up on Scarlett's promise to meet her and Sherry for pizza. February 27th, 1:02 p.m.
God, your pizza taste hasn't changed.
The others aren't even here yet, and you're already dragging my food taste?
Heather's not here to do it, so somebody has to bear the cross.
Yeah. I wonder why she's late. I have the excuse of, like, my ADHD for showing up fashionably late to everything, but Heather's usually pretty on time.
Does your ADHD make you late a lot?
All the time. Heather will joke that half the reason she's always on time is that she's used to knowing when I need to leave. Like, last semester I had a class on Tuesday, right? And it was at noon, not 11. So I walked into class 45 minutes late.
Fuck.
Yeah. Anyway, that professor hates me now, so it's probably fine.
God, I mean, I was late earlier this week, but just because I was walking Sherry to class.
You're whipped, aren't you?
Shut up. This is how normal, not secret, relationships work.
Thanks. Guess I wouldn't know, relegated to my secret relationships only life, doomed to hide my lover no matter which identity.
How have things been since the Baron?
It's not that big a deal. It's fine. I mean, I kind of thought she'd call me or something, let me know she was safe, but she, you know, didn't, which is whatever, honestly. She's always been like that, so it... And I'm sure she's fine, and I don't need to hear from her or anything. And, like, if she read the school newspaper online, then she'll see that we kind of, like, planned her downfall anyway and made her move halfway across the country, which is, like... We didn't mean for her to move or anything, but anyway, it doesn't even matter. And she probably doesn't give a shit anyway, so, like, why would she? I don't give a shit.
Yep, definitely sounds like it.
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Scarlett.
Okay, well, maybe I give, like, two shits, but I'm really not broken up about it.
Of course you aren't. You're really strong, and, I mean, it must have been hard, though, you know, planning her downfall. Knowing you might lose her.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't easy.
You two, like, really put your professional lives first there. I'm not sure I could betray Sherry for a story. And we've only been dating for a few months. Is that weird?
Of course not. Valentine, just because I have commitment issues doesn't mean everyone else does. You're allowed to pick your own priorities outside of work. Besides, you and Sherry seem really good for each other.
Thank you, our resident psych major. And you know it's okay to miss the Baron.
Probably. I'll get over it quick, though. And then I can get back to blessing the Maverick dating scene.
You really think having a half of the school head over heels for you is a blessing?
You thought so when I got you those chemicals you wanted. Why are you late?
I stayed after class to ask my professor for the classwork, because I like to get ahead. But she was like... unwilling to give it to me ahead of time. So that just took a lot longer than I thought it would.
Oh, so you were too busy being a nerd.
Hey, if I can finish all of my work for a class in a night, then I'm going to. Are we still waiting for Sherry?
Yep.
Okay, so at least I'm not last.
Ooh.
Hey Val, how was your week?
Probably not as eventful as yours. How did the planting the bugs go?
You went to a fancy party while we bugged a house by ourselves, and you're saying that you didn't have as good a time as we did?
I was there on work.
And I'm sure having your very pretty girlfriend by your side meant that you got plenty of work done.
Oh, shut up!
We really did appreciate the help, though, Valentine.
Yeah, we'll be sure to let you know next time we need a hard-working journalist to stake out a crime family for us.
I mean, I did give you the information about them, too.
Truly the investigative journalist the world's been waiting for.
You should have been a detective.
They'll put that on your eulogy right before they continue to wax poetic on what a gift you were to the world of journalism.
Then they'll add their favorite passages from your thousands of controversial exposés.
Seriously, though, Valentine, thank you for doing us this favor. We owe you one.
Don't worry about it. I'm glad I could help out.
Yeah, and I'm sure your cut of the money will have nothing to do with it.
Well, that definitely helps. Are you two going to the party, then?
Yeah, it's going to be our best way to get the bugs back and make sure we get them talking about their business.
How are you going to get in?
Why, Valentine, didn't you know? It's an open party. Everyone's welcome.
Yeah, if you're rich enough to look like you belong.
Another time, my exes are very useful. The costume department.
Wait, you get your outfits from the costume department at the school?
Yeah, it was honestly a stroke of genius on Scarlett's behalf.
Listen, everyone in the theater department is gay and attractive, which is exactly my type.
True.
Yeah, I dated half of them before I even set this up, so, you know.
They like the tailoring practice.
Yeah, so we're just gonna walk in.
Ether, what are you going to do about your mask?
Not wear it.
Aren't you worried about being recognized?
I mean, my thought process is that with a few layers of makeup, most men will find me unrecognizable anyway.
Besides, you're hardly ever seen to begin with, so there's not much to recognize. And I, of course, will reprise my role of our resident shapeshifting extraordinaire.
Of course. And Ether, you know, Sherry's really good at makeup.
So are the people who do Instagram tutorials.
I'm sure she'd love to help.
Valentine, we meant it the other day when we said we weren't really looking to work with others. Like... Yeah, that applied mostly to supers and working with you.
But you're our friend, and you're doing us a favor here.
We don't want to get entangled with other people as much as we can.
I'm sorry. I get it.
You're good. Hey, if she's really willing, maybe we can play it off like a regular party. I'm decent at makeup, but I really can't do much more than the basics.
Hi, babe. Hi, guys. Sorry I'm late. God, traffic was a nightmare.
You're okay. I was late, too.
What were you guys talking about?
Oh, Ether and I are going to a party this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They were actually wondering if you'd be willing to do Ether's makeup.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks.
When is it?
Friday night.
I can come over after classes. I just have painting that day, so I'll be up pretty early.
That'd be perfect.
Cool. Oh, before I forget, Valentine, I read that interview you did with Ace of Hearts the other day. You're such a great writer.
Aw, thank you. They're always a fun pair to interview.
Aren't you the only person who's ever gotten an interview of them?
Yep.
Wow, Ether, Scarlet, have either of you ever met them?
No, like you said, they're kind of elusive.
Yeah, we just had their number because of Valentine.
Wow, babe, you've got the scoop.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
I wonder what it's like to be a full-time villain. I'm still reeling from my brief stint. It's too bad they're not looking for partners.
Maybe they'd be willing to work with you again.
Would they?
That would be so great. Would you? I mean, I don't want to ask, but if you could, would you ask them about it next time you did an interview?
Yeah. I'll be sure to bring it up.
I don't really get what's so cool about them. They seem kind of lame.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't get my hopes up. From what Valentine says, they seem like total jerks.
Oh, they were really cool with me. I mean, they could never be as cool as my girlfriend, but like the second coolest people.
No, you're the coolest.
Valentine, that's gay.
What a tragedy.
So, Sherry, what major are you looking at?
Oh, art. Well, accounting, because that was my mom's major, and also I'm very good at math, but Maverick has so many art opportunities, so I'm hoping my parents will let me double major. If not, then a minor.
Oh, that's so cool. What kind of focus for art?
Painting.
Sounds like fun.
What are yours?
Chemistry.
Nice. So you also like math?
Yeah. It works really well with my brain.
And I'm a psych major.
So the opposite then.
Yeah, as close as I could get.
They used to actually ask me to do their math homework.
Okay, but that's just because I was lazy.
You still made me do it.
It's because you like it.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
So, Sherry, what's your favorite thing about art?
Oh, well, I love how it's always unique. Like, everyone's piece of art is always going to differ from another person's, even if they're painting the exact same thing.
Aw, babe, that's beautiful.
You're beautiful.
We get it, you're gay.
Log 48. Professor Burns meets me in the lab. February 28th, 11:12 p.m. Should I try 3 drops? But I want to make sure the concentration isn't too high because that could be a problem. Also, if it's too low, it'll take too long.
Ether?
Oh, Professor! Hi, sorry. I would have checked with you, but I didn't realize you were back from the break.
Don't worry about it. I knew I was going to be a little late getting back. I'm relieved to see you well, dear.
Oh,
I just know that your home isn't the, kindest.
Oh, no, I didn't. I stayed with Scarlett's, and then I, at my grandma's.
That's good to hear. Ether, I need to ask something of you.
Yeah? Are you good?
I need your keys.
What?
The keys to this lab. I need them back. I know you use this lab often, and you use it for your projects, but...
Did I do something wrong?
No, dear, no. I promise, it's not on you. I have a project that I'm working on. It involves some pretty dangerous chemicals, so I don't want to have them in the space where I usually work.
Oh.
You're welcome to continue your work in my personal lab space. I know it won't be the same, but I really do need this lab back.
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is your lab. Yeah, of course. Do you need me out right now?
By the end of the week, dear.
Oh, okay. Do you know how long it's going to take?
I'm planning for the whole semester.
Oh.
Don't worry about your assignments. Everything you could need should be in my lab. And you can bring your regular equipment over if you need.
Cool. Okay, thanks. I hope your project turns out the way you want it to. You said I had it until the end of the week?
I want to give you time to finish up what you're working on right now. Just so it doesn't get damaged while moving.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. I'll be back in a few days if I don't see you before then.
Yeah. Fuck. Ace of Hearts is written and produced by Sarah Leia and Shelby MC, who voice Scarlet and Ether respectively. Valentine is voiced by Carly Diem. Sherry is voiced by Danny S. Professor Burns is voiced by Miranda CM.
The voice of Male Scarlet is Alfred Paul.
If you'd like to support our podcast, you can visit us at aceofhearts-official.tumblr.com/listen or ko-fi.com/aceofheartspodcast. Come visit our website at aceofheartsofficial.com, and you can find us at aceofhearts-official on Tumblr or Twitter. Have a good day, and thanks for being an ace listener.